The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. It's time to take a trip around San Diego high schools and get the inside track on what's happening with their football programs. It's the High School Football Show with John Quintero. Brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
We dive into hour number two tonight. Thanks again to Monta Vista head football coach Ron Hamamoto for joining us on 97.3 The Fan. We got a lot to get done here in the second hour of the program. I'm going to thank this gentleman in advance for staying up late. They got a ball game tomorrow night. In fact, you're going to hear that game right here on 97.3 The Fan. The Mission Hills Grizzlies going down the freeway to take on the Rancho Bernardo Broncos. We'll have the call for you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The only head football coach Mission Hills has ever had, and that is one Chris Hauser. Joins us on the High School Football Show. Chris, welcome, thank you very much for staying up tonight. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me tonight. Appreciate it.
Well, you guys last year had a marvelous run. You finished 12-1 this year. You got off to a slow start, and it hasn't gone, I know, the way you would have liked it. But, you and your coaching staff and players, you got another opportunity to get on a roll right now.
Yeah, that's how you have to look at it. Our schedule is our schedule. We are not the same team as last year. That's really clear. We had an amazing group of kids last year, and they're gone. And that's high school football. You know, it's your roster changes sometimes dramatically, and that's our case this year. But we're battling every week. We've played some really good opponents, and we've gone toe-to-toe with them. We're just not built right now to score a lot of points, but we're keeping games competitive, and we're going to go battle the Broncos tomorrow.
You know, I got to ask you, I looked at your schedule. You guys started out with Paramount, and then you went to Westlake Village, West Hills, Chaminade. Mm-hmm. You played, Carlsbad, and you get into league play. The league, I think everybody realizes that the Avocado League is the toughest league in the county, let alone what you guys did in your non-league schedule. You know what's funny to me was a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was last week, I did the show on Thursday night, and we're talking about the Open Division playoffs at this time, and things changed because of a game between Cajon, San Bernardino, what they did in their game. It changed and affected the power rankings in San Diego, and I go, that's crazy.
It's yeah, it really is. It's a system that I scratch my head often about. I've been doing this for a long time. This is my 29th season. And I got to be honest, like, I miss the days when we were all in our divisions and we could follow each other and kind of think about what was going to happen week by week, what was going on down here. And now a game with Cajon factors in immensely in what goes on down here. I'm not in the big office. I don't make those big decisions. I just coach football at Mission Hills. But it's the system we're in. And you're right, the Avocado is top to bottom, three of the four teams in the Open this year, and three are from our league. What does that say? And then the number one seed in Division One is La Costa from our league. So we're battling every Friday night. I know a lot of teams in the county are battling every Friday night, but, rosters are changing dramatically now, size-wise. You know, you're not getting the volume of kids playing anymore. So, there's a lot of us that are kind of, wishing that we didn't have to just bang as often as we do on every Friday night, but it's what's happening.
Chris, we were talking with Ron Hamamoto, and that's been a big topic this year on the program is, the numbers, the early start date. And I want to get your thoughts on that in a minute. But just as far as the numbers, and I was saying when we start seeing schools like Lincoln forfeiting games, I would certainly think that all the coaches, not just the coaches that are forfeiting the games, but other coaches around the country, among the great coaches in the association. That's why I think San Diego's always been really good in football, because there was always a good group of veteran coaches that pulled everybody together. There has to be a big concern. I would think after the season, everybody's going to huddle up and try to put their heads together and figure out how they can, you know, try to get this back to where it's not a problem where schools are forfeiting.
I agree. I got to be honest. I'm in a good situation. Our community is really supporting the game of football, both at Mission Hills and at San Marcos. I think all three levels have quality numbers. Unfortunately, that's not the case throughout the county. And I agree. I think we got to get together and brainstorm and figure out a way to keep this great game going strong at all levels. So we're not seeing so many forfeits. And, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I know there's a lot of smart guys that are out there coaching. And I think we need to share, you know, what we're doing and how to capture kids, how to keep kids, how to let moms and dads know this is a really wonderful game for the kids and, for life afterwards. But there's so many great sports to play in high school as well as football, and I get that. And I think one kid that we're not capturing as much anymore is that really good athlete that just wants to play football, but yet maybe are a baseball, basketball, wrestler first. And you're getting more kids just kind of staying in their sport rather than playing another sport as well. And I think we got to talk about that and how to get those kids to come across and play some football.
Mission Hills High head football coach Chris Hauser, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. I want to ask you about a couple of your former players, and I had the pleasure of doing a few of his games, and I watched him tonight. He's playing for one of my former players and John Lynch up there with the 49ers. Fred Warner had a marvelous ball game tonight in their win over the Raiders. Talk a little bit about Fred Warner as a high school player.
You know, Fred is the classic story in the sense that, you know, as he walked on our campus, you know, he had some length to him, but he was gangly. And he really was more of a fifth quarter freshman football player. His sophomore year, he played JV. And then his junior year, he was a role player for us. He played a lot, but he played a lot of different positions on defense. And then through all his hard work, his film study, the weight room, the training, you know, he was on top of his academic work. He just developed and blossomed and then became this special player senior year, playing tight end and outside linebacker and a pass rusher for us on our 2013 that won the CIF championship. And then he goes to BYU out of high school and right away impacts their program and starts as a true freshman. And that's just a credit to him, but it's a great story that you don't have to have all these stars as a sophomore or junior to be a dude someday. If you just keep working and grinding and do the right things, you know, they're gonna find you. And it's just been so fun this year to watch Fred. And my wife and I are gonna go up to the Coliseum later this year to go watch Fred in L.A. My wife is a diehard Ram fan. She grew up going to Rams games as a kid. She was at the 79 Super Bowl against the Steelers. So, but we're gonna be rooting for Freddie Warner for sure that day.
That's a great story. He was a fifth quarter player as a freshman. The other young man I wanted to ask you about, and I saw Urban Meyer talking about him the other day and said he's going to get a lot more playing time going forward, and that's Chris Olave, who really was an unbelievable player for you last year.
He sure was. I read a great story on 11 Warrior, I think it was. I think it's a Big Ten site. And, you know, just so many great things Chris's older teammates said about him coming into camp. You know, he didn't come in with a big head and being brash and bold and pompous. He just went in there and grinded and won the respect of his teammates, his veteran teammates. And I think that has factored in huge with his growth there. And obviously Coach Meyer was not around for camp and such. And it was neat to see one of his veteran receivers said Coach Meyer had to see if he was tough enough to play. And I think Chris has proven that and got a couple catches and he's been doing some special teams. But, you know, his junior year in April, you know, we're getting ready for spring ball and, you know, he had no offers. And Hawaii was the first to offer. And, you know, Lange Sianoa, who's a local kid, you know, kind of just we had our conversation. So he did. And then Alex Grinch at Wazoo was the first Pac-12 to offer during spring. And, of course, Alex Grinch, found his way to Ohio State. He's on that staff as well. And Chris built that relationship with Coach Grinch. Coach Grinch is from the Columbus area, and he's a young, bright mind, and that was just another reason for Chris to kind of go that far as he built his relationships with that. But you look for Chris. He might be a three-year guy at Ohio State, get his degree, and, you know, be playing on Sundays as well.
Chris Hauser, our guest tonight from Mission Hills High School. Again, we're going to carry his ball game tomorrow night. Mission Hills going down the road to take on Rancho Bernardo. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock here, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Chris, you guys come into the playoffs at 3-6 right now. A tough start to the year. It took you a while to get that first win. And you've been at it, like you mentioned, a long time. How do you keep kids coming out Monday through Thursday working hard and keeping their spirits up?
Yeah, great question. I think it starts with our coaching staff. I mean, if we go out there and we're feeling sorry for ourselves and bring no energy, the kids are gonna follow. And that's a credit to the wonderful guys I have on my staff that are working hard all weekend long grinding. They get out to that field and they're ready to go. They bring great energy and passion. They put a plan together, and you know our message is the same, that you know we're just gonna play our brand of football, physical and fast. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't go your way, but as long as we play to the last second on the clock, you know, we're going to be proud of you. And, you know, we always say the scoreboard takes care of itself. And it you know, unfortunately this year, we've been on a short end and yeah, it stings. It gets old and you don't like to lose and it does challenge your competitive spirit. But, you know, our kids have fought through it, and I think you're aware that early in the season, right, on September 5th, our defensive line coach passed away unexpectedly, morning at work, and so that's kind of been heavy all our hearts all season long, and that's been a tough one for us.
Hey, tomorrow night you're going against Rancho Bernardo. Has a really nice year, no question about it. When you take a look at your ball club right now, what are some of the keys for that ball game tomorrow night, offensively and defensively, and even special teams wise?
Well, I think for Rancho Bernardo, they're a little bit like us in regards to they use personnel on offense. They're going to be in multiple formations, but for me, they want to run the football first, and if we can control the line of scrimmage and, you know, if they're getting 4 or 5, 6 yards on first down, then they're going to control what they want to do. And if we can minimize that, force them to more 2nd and 8s and 2nd and 9s and get them more in predictable situations, I think, you know, that's going to factor in. So I think our defensive line is geeked up for this game. They're ready to go and get after it and get after the run first. And then for us on offense, hopefully we don't have 80-yard fields, and we're not an 80-yard team. You know, it's hard for us to go 80 yards. We're not a big play team this year. You know, we don't really have that kind of explosive take the top off kid or hit a home run by just giving them a handoff. So if we can win the field position game, shorten the field for us, I think that will help us because we have a wonderful kicker as well in Zeke Mata. He set a school record this year. He boomed a 53-yarder. So if we can get it nearby, you know, we're going to try to get some points somehow, some way, and see if we can take this thing to the end.
All right, before I let you get out of here, you got to tell me a Dick Haynes story tonight. I mean, you played for Dick Haynes. You coached with Dick Haynes. You're part of the Dick Haynes coaching tree. Give me a good Dick Haynes story. I know there's numerous stories, but give me a good one on your way out.
Oh, my goodness, Coach Haynes. Man, I talk about the guys with Coach Haynes all the time. And, you know, I just say things all the time. And one thing I like to say to the freshman kids, I said, let's go to the gym, J-I-M. And Coach used to say it all the time. And you go, what? The kids would go, J-I-M? No, it's gym, J-I-M. We're going to the Jamesnasium, J-I-M. And kids would just fall for it. And Coach always had that sense of humor, and he would do fun things like that. And you would just believe him because it's Coach Haynes, you know. Coach Haynes said it's J-I-M, therefore it's J-I-M. And that's just a tribute to him and what a great football mind he was. But he also had a great sense of humor, and he was just a loving man. And I miss him, and I owe so much to Coach Haynes. And his wife, Martha, is a special, special lady as well, and I wish her all the best.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, my friend. Thanks so much, sacrificing a few minutes of sleep tonight for coming on.
I'm not sleeping. I'm doing the game plan stuff. So.
Well, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, be well, Chris. I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow, Coach. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Chris Hauser, a little note back when Chris was coaching at Vista, when I started my high school show in 1990 on Saturday morning, and then in 91 we started it on Friday nights, where I'd be on from 11 to 1 in the morning, believe it, 11 and 1. I'm talking about not only San Diego, but I'm talking about Dorsey High and Venice High and Mater Dei and all those schools up in Orange County and Los Angeles. Chris Hauser was my correspondent for Vista High School. He was coaching the JV team at that time, and he would come on and give me a report on the Vista Panthers from Dick Haynes Stadium. We need a quick timeout. We'll come back. Hey, we're just getting warmed up. We're going to 11 o'clock. Thanks for joining me, Coach John Quintero, the High School Football Show, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurants, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.